Hi, everyone. Hope you had a great weekend. I wanted to take a moment to introduce myself because I now have a total of 20 episodes. This would be my 21st. Woohoo! And I'm not sure I've done this in previous ones. So some of you may know me, but for those who don't and are listening in for the first time, my name is Nancy Ayala. I live in California. I decided to start a podcast last year in May in the midst of COVID, quarantine, lockdown, and all the craziness that's been going on in our surroundings, because I feel that it's important to always share some optimism and hope, especially during these difficult times. Speaking of difficult times, let's jump right to it. My podcast today is regarding COVID. I believe this is a touchy subject, or so I've noticed. COVID could impact some people mildly and others aggressively. I myself had COVID December of last year. I knew there was a chance of me getting COVID, so it did not catch me by surprise. I also felt confident for the most part, thinking that I would be okay because I consider myself healthy. I exercise on a regular basis, take my vitamins, and so on. So my symptoms were mild. I was paying close attention to my symptoms and writing everything down. The first and second day, my body felt tired, sore, but as soon as I would get out of bed and start walking around, making myself active, the soreness was less. Laying in bed all day probably doesn't help in this case anyway. The third day, I had chills in the middle of the night, so I covered myself with extra blankets. And the fourth day, I was cooking some soup and all kinds of vegetables and noticed that my food tasted bland and a bit flavorless. So I grabbed a lemon, tested my smell, and everything was off. So it was a strange feeling not to be able to taste or smell. And at that point, I did have, you know, I have to admit, I had a little angel and a little devil in my head, right? The little angel telling me, you're almost through all of this and you will be better in no time. And the little devil telling me, how's your breathing? You know, are you sure you're okay? Do you have any shortness of breath? Is what's coming next. So, you know, you think you're healthy, but are your lungs healthy? It's just all of these crazy thoughts that go through your mind. And I stopped those thoughts immediately and said to myself, take it day by day and just, you know, you're gonna be okay. So I know it's different for everybody. You know, I try to stay positive through the most part, but there's also gonna be those crazy thoughts in your mind of, you know, what if something happens to me? If you have COVID, you now, you know, have the antibodies, but the antibodies don't last forever. So antibodies can go away after 6 months. Now the vaccine is not an antibodies vaccine. It's a coding type of vaccine, I guess. And there's three types of vaccines out there. Some, you know, it goes in two doses. So like, I think the Pfizer one is 2 doses, 3 weeks apart. Recommended for 16-year-olds and older. The Moderna is 2 doses, 4 weeks apart, recommended for 18-year-olds and older. And I think it was AstraZeneca, you may fact check me on that one, but 2 doses a month apart, not recommended for those with history of serious allergic reactions. So also, if you're 65 or older, you can schedule to go to the hospital and get a vaccine in the next week. If you go on the CVS website or Walgreens, you will find they have all kinds of links and videos with helpful information regarding COVID testing and COVID and the COVID vaccine. It tells you about the vaccines and how to go about it. Now, there's also talks about getting COVID after getting the vaccines, because actually some of the vaccine symptoms could be similar to COVID: muscle pain, headaches, chills, fatigue. Research shows that positive COVID-19 cannot be from the vaccine. And if you are COVID positive, it's from COVID, not from the vaccine. If you get vaccinated, are you immune to COVID? That's a very important question people ask all the time. And no, the vaccine is a short-term. It's short-term, guys, so maybe a few months, it's what it'll last. But if there's a 1% chance of you getting COVID because you don't want to get the vaccine, do you want to take that 1% chance? I think that's the real question there. I strongly want to say that it's important not to have that feeling of fear or anxiety. It's not healthy. It's not healthy to be locked in your home or cave in, but it's also not smart to be out and about everywhere without a mask, right? Common sense. If you're with your family and friends, do you wear a mask? I don't. I don't feel the need to. give myself some space, maybe wash my hands, obviously. But you know, everyone is in different situations. I spoke to an ICU nurse the other day, and she's seeing 70% of people die every day due to COVID. She sees herself and her colleagues, nurses, struggling to keep patients alive. So if you know somebody that died from COVID, I don't understand your pain, but I can say I respect it and I respect your feelings, and I will wear a mask when I'm outside in grocery stores or other places, for the most part, because, you know, I respect you. So I think we should all think the same way about that, but, you know, everyone to each its own. I'd like to end this by saying that, you know, don't be afraid, but do take your precautions. And also remember that life is short, so count your blessings. Have a great day.